In the last week of his life, Jesus warned his disciples concerning trials that would come upon them and would the world. He exhorts the listener, do not be alarmed. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings. Then Jesus asked him, do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left upon another, and all will be thrown down. When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished? Then Jesus began to say to them, beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, I am he, and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. But this is but the beginning of the birth pains. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Pray with me. O God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Back in high school, my senior year, I was out at a restaurant with a friend, and when I got the menu, I saw something quite intriguing. It was a 72-ounce steak. And I thought to myself, I must conquer this. And so I ordered the steak, came with two sides and a biscuit. And so I got this huge hunk of meat with a decent amount of fat. And I set the challenge before me. And I ate that steak. And I ate the mashed potatoes and gravy. And I ate the green beans. And I ate the biscuit that came with it. Needless to say, I was in pain and had to loosen one of my belt buckles. And while this great accomplishment, this feat, I now, in hindsight, realize that I missed something that was much more important in that situation. I was so starry-eyed of this hunk of meat that I missed the point of why I was at this restaurant and who I was at this restaurant with. I think our disciples have the same starry vision in their eyes in our gospel lesson today. They're standing outside this massive structure, this impressive temple that was built for their people to worship in. And they see this thing, and they can't help but say, gee whiz, Jesus. Gee whiz, look at this mighty structure. Look at this big temple. The disciples miss the point. The disciples are blinded by what they cannot see. We've spent the last number of weeks and chapters in the book of Mark, Jesus uprooting, upending, tearing down all sorts of structures and laws. He's speaking out against economic structure and to those leaders which are in control of such. Jesus is naming all the things that are wrong in this situation. We heard last week of the widow, this person who would have easily been missed, who Jesus points out. And now here this week we have Jesus again pointing out the small things, the little things that we don't always see, and the disciples didn't see because they were distracted by the large stones that were stacked upon each other. The disciples are distracted. They don't get it. They don't understand that this temple represents the very thing for which Jesus has been speaking out against for the time they have been with him. Calling to the front the laws that people are so stuck on following, naming God's law of love and justice for all. Jesus calling out the structures that exist that continue to oppress and suppress those who are not in power. Jesus calling to the carpet those leaders that continue to support and oppress, that continue to mislead God's people with false teaching. They've missed it. They've missed it. And if we're really honest with ourselves, brothers and sisters, we miss it too. We're not so different as those disciples. We too are followers of Jesus. We miss the things in our own lives, in society, and in the church, that we get distracted by the big shiny things. And sometimes, yes, these are big structures. Maybe they're big congregations or big systems or just things that get our attention, that make us think, wow, gee whiz, Jesus, look at how great this is. But it can also be the absence of those things as we get distracted and wish for and long for those things that we don't have, or we think we don't have, and we miss Christ in our presence, the teachings God's continually putting before us day in and day out, desiring for such things that are not part of what God has called or equipped us to do. As a church, we get distracted by all those things. We hear the loud preachers on TVs, the evangelists that tell us of what is supposed to be right and wrong, and that is not the message of Jesus Christ. The message of Jesus Christ is love for all, period. Period. In our society, we see this, especially this time of year, as Christmas ramps up. It's no accident that Apple paints this perfect picture of what life could be like if you had their product. All the marketers do this. As a church, we do this. Try to make our building, our community, the best one in town. But that's not what it's about. It's about us being gathered, faithful people of God, taking the message out into the world, not gathering in here. It's about sharing with those who haven't yet heard the good news of Jesus Christ's love for all, but instead holding it here safely, guarding it behind big walls. We get distracted by these dazzling idols. Yes, the temple was an idol of Jesus' day, and those temples exist in our own lives also. They distract us. They deceive us into thinking that we are worshiping the very thing we're actually not. We think that when we're inside these places, these holy places that are built with human hands, that in some way this is where God resides. And yes, God is here. God is amongst us. But God is out there also. God is sitting with the homeless man this morning with a cup looking for a little bit of food. God is with the spouse who just spent a night, sleepless night, because of abuse that she may have entailed from her husband. God continually is with those who are outcast by our society, sitting with those who are told that they are not loved by God because of some foolish thing that us as human beings have identified, whether it be a gender issue, a race issue, a sexual orientation issue. God is there with those people. Period. Period. These things in our lives are amazing and beautiful, but so are the things that God identifies as beautiful and amazing. God names all beloved children. He names them all as His beloved. And that's the beautiful thing, brothers and sisters. Even if we don't get it, even if we're distracted by spectacles, God continues to choose to love everyone. In our story here, Jesus goes on to continue to show God's love for all as He goes to the cross for the very words in which He talks in our lesson today, saying that this mighty temple is going to fall down and be destroyed. Jesus goes to the cross for all, forgiving the one hanging next to Him, the criminal. Jesus continues to choose us, to choose humankind. So it doesn't matter, brothers and sisters, if we don't notice it. It doesn't matter, or it's not up to if we are grateful for it, if we understand it, if we even appreciate it, and we surely don't deserve it, but Jesus chooses you, Jesus chooses me, Jesus chooses all, regardless of what spectacle we are distracted by. Jesus chooses you first. It's not up to anything that we say or do, or systems that we try to follow or empower. Christ chooses humanity. And what a gift that is. And what a gift that we can revel in when we are aware, when we do notice these little inbreaking of God's love, of God's kingdom in the world around us. What a gift when we appreciate that God loves us, that God loves our neighbor. So, brothers and sisters, this gift, this love that God extends to all is there. It's for you, it's for me, it's for all of humanity. Let us not be distracted by the things of this world. Let us not even be distracted by the apocalyptic nature of our text today. That's not what Jesus meant back then, and it's not what we're meant for today. We are a people of hope in the resurrected Christ, one for whom God has died and loved all. So let us go forth. Let us look for that gift in which God has given us in Christ Jesus. May we be aware, may we notice, may we appreciate that God loves each and every one of us. Amen.